I'm here with Svart Crown and JB, your vocals and guitar.
Yeah, exactly.
How are you liking our city of Portland?
Honestly, I didn't see that much of the city today. We've been here 2 years ago with Dayside too. And yeah, it seems it's a nice city. Pretty rainy. But no. All's cool. We just stayed in a club today because we have a lot of stuff to do because we are coming back tomorrow. So, yeah, pretty much stayed here.
This is your second to the last show, and then you go to France?
Yeah, this is our last show.
You don't have Seattle?
No, we have to come back to France because we have already show booked here. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we skip Seattle and then we come back to France.
And you also had to skip Oakland.
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
I don't know what can we do? What can we talk about it? But yeah, it was not... We're supposed to play Oakland and it get cancelled, so I don't know what can we do.
I go to most shows here, mm-hmm. and in Portland, and I've never experienced this before, but when Mayhem was here,
mm-hmm.
this lady, this gigantic, beautiful woman, jumped over my shoulder and screamed at Mayhem,
mm-hmm.
"You MFN Nazi C-word."
Okay.
And I mean, I was so embarrassed, and security came and took her down.
Uh-huh.
So,
but did you get any protests also for the show?
No, just her. So I don't know if she was part of that group, but I've never seen that before.
Uh huh. I don't know. It seems Marduk is an easy target to this kind of stuff because about the lyrics, who contains a story about worldwide. World War II and stuff, but yeah, I don't know, what can we say? Just, in my opinion, just a bunch of idiots who are just teenagers who don't have anything else to do. And it seems that right now in the US you have a lot of protests about what is going on with your president and stuff like this, and so everyone wants to protest about everything and fascism and stuff, which is something that I can understand, but maybe the people who are doing this kind of thing have to do their homework before, and not because it must have really bad consequences for the band we are onto with like us, because we support Marduk, we support them even if they are, not because of them the show get canceled, but they are the targets. But we support them. But anyway, we have to cancel one important show in Oakland, so there is bad consequences for our business, touring business.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I don't know. I'm not really optimistic about the future in Oakland and about all those black metal show who can have some kind of trouble with all the Antifa stuff. So let's see how it's gonna be for the future. But I'm not really optimistic, really.
I had an interview with Necro Butcher of
mm-hmm.
Mayhem a few years ago, and I know he spoke at great length about coming to the States, that it's important for your to keep your fans and
mm-hmm.
for fans to hear your music, but it's becoming so difficult with visas and taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Is it still
working? Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah. It's a nightmare to come here, honestly. It's like, for a European band, you have to do a ton of paper sheets with the visa, which is cost a lot of money, especially when you get there the date. All the booking dates are booked quite late. You have to know month in advance in order to get all your papers sorted. And it's like, yeah, you have to work together with your label, booking agency. And when we are in the European continent, we are not in the same time frame than you guys. So it makes things quite complicated. So it costs first a lot of money, and it's also a ton of stress because for no reason. Immigration service can skip your demands, that's why there's a lot of band who cancel at the last minute, like Marduk did the last time. But even not Marduk, I saw the guy from Obscura canceled a few years ago. Even our friend from Gorod, French friends, death metal band, they canceled because they didn't get their paper in time. So yeah.
Hey, what's up?
We're just doing an interview. Can you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Wow.
Thank you.
This is one of the rooms. So.
So. Is it always difficult? Really?
It's hard too because as fans, like especially in Portland, we don't have a metal station anymore. Nothing. So
uh-huh.
we get exposed to new bands either by doing the research,
mm-hmm.
word of mouth, or tours like this.
Uh-huh.
I know my friend Tim is the biggest death metal fan and black metal fan, and he knows you guys because he saw you with Deicide.
Okay.
So it's important to tour.
Yeah,
yes.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but the US still one of the main or one of the main and important market for any bands in metal, because the country is so big, there's a lot of metal fans here. But the thing is, you need to find the right balance if the plan is good or not to come here. I mean, yeah, you have to see if it's worth it to come there about all those expenses. But at the end of the day, when everything is running well, you can do your thing here, and it's cool. But if something happened, like visa and stuff, and now there is the Antifa stuff, we also add, and it's not only in the US, but mainly always you can have some problem with a van can get broke or
mm-hmm.
stolen. Like we used to get this in New York once, but there is we have a ton of friends who get things stolen in during the night or something. This could be really painful. So yeah, there's always a problem.
Well, I hope it continues to still be worth it. You know,
but I am. Yeah, is it? But yeah, you have to be refocused on every details. So it could be a pain in the ass.
I know. Even the state of the world is, you know, it's changing so much
mm-hmm.
all around the world. You have a new album coming up March 17th in
the
US.
Yeah, exactly.
March 4th in the UK.
It's March. Something like this, or 3. I don't remember. In Europe, it's something like that. Yeah, there's quite. I think there's 2 weeks of differences between the two releases.
Two singles out.
Mm-hmm.
Two singles out. You have two songs that are out.
Yeah.
I saw them on Spotify because I
yeah exactly yeah
advance copy. How was the recording process, and did you have any songs you particularly liked?
The songs we put out was the song that we thought was the best to represent the album. And at the end of the recording session, when we had to listen everything, it was the songs who were like, you know, the highlight of the maybe of the record. But it's our opinion, so I don't know about the people in general. But this is the songs that we like the most, and we are playing tonight.
Good.
And yes, about the recording process was it's always like the same. It's always the same thing for us. We came to Paris to record everything, in the studio called Saint-Marc Studio, with the producer Francis Cast, which is a good friend, and we did our two previous albums with him also. So we know each other really well. It's a really great guys to work with, really pretty easy going. So yeah.
Your drummer toured live with Benighted.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And your other guitar player with Aborted live.
Those yeah. Exactly. Also, the drummer did some session with Melekesh.
Okay.
And he's doing a lot of things.
How's his elbow?
Oh yeah, it was cool. Yeah, he broke his arm was a year ago, something like this. Yeah, it was 2015 or something, yeah. Or last year, I don't remember. It was just before the tour with Marduk we had in Europe.
When Gaetano said to check you guys
mm-hmm.
out and say hello, and I wanted to do the interview, I did a lot of research.
Okay.
And almost all your interviews are in French.
Oh.
Speak French.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I had to Google Translate.
Oh, okay.
I was up really late last night.
Okay.
You didn't, on this tour, you haven't done a lot of interviews.
No.
I always like to try to make sure I don't ask the same questions. So
No, it's strange we didn't get anything. It's like
videos. Will you do videos for any of the songs?
Yeah, we actually gonna release a new video maybe next week.
Okay.
We're just finishing the last details, but yeah, it's
good. Okay, that'll be nice to see.
Mm-hmm.
Do American fans differ from European fans?
Yeah. Yes. There's like metal here is quite different for us. It's quite hard to explain because it's a kind of feeling, but in Europe they are pretty old fashioned. I mean, for newer bands they are like, you know, quite distant. They prefer band who are here since a long time. They're like, you know, major band and cult band, all band. But the thing is, even in the US, we saw that it's pretty. It's easier for us to get here, and the people seems more focused about the newer band and something fresh. So yeah, I don't know. I guess our music fits more for here than in Europe. The feeling that I get. And I know it's quite the same crowd, but yes, it's still different. But I mean, for now, during this tour and every concert, I didn't see that much people who are very into underground music. It's like kind of there is a new the extreme bands, but not the really underground music. Here in Portland, for example, it was one of the rare places where we've been, and when we saw the scene here, the underground from Europe and stuff. It was something that I noticed when we get there 2 years ago, because we knew some people from here, and yes, they know all the French scene and the really underground scene. So, and this is something that I didn't see that much here in the US, except from the main market, New York and LA.
It seems like it is a small percentage that knows the underground metal. Mm-hmm. We get, you know, like In Flames and Soilwork, a lot of Swedish metal, but, you know, yeah, it's a lot of work to find all of you guys, but it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so worth it. And I think in America, too, we're bombarded with so much stuff,
mm-hmm.
that we're very accepting of bands. We, you know, of course, like the main ones, like, you know, Judas Priest and things like that. Here in the United States, we're bombarded with American metal.
Mm-hmm, yep.
I lived in South Africa for 3 years, and I've just returned.
Mm-hmm.
And I know over there, we in South Africa, you get, you know, the Australian bands and the
mm-hmm.
Swedish and Norway,
mm-hmm.
Norwegian bands. In France, do you get American bands? Are you bombarded with?
Oh, of course, it's a one. In France, mainly we are in France, mainly, and in Europe, we even it's not only for the metal. It's the American culture is really present, like a lot. Even for movie, for TV and stuff, it's like it's maybe half. We have half American show and TV stuff, movie, even more. It's like so. Yeah, we every American band is touring in Europe. They do show in France. Not sometimes not in all the part of the country, but in the capital, Paris. They're all coming. So we have a bunch of festivals also. So we can see every band that we want.
Hellfest is in France, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's my goal. I think next year.
But it's like for example, Hellfest. It's a pretty good example because every year we have tons of bands from different country. But yeah, every US band like who tour did Hellfest already, I guess.
Yeah. Do you have any expectations for tonight?
I really hope it's gonna be good because it's our last show of the tour. So I really hope this one could be great. I think it's gonna be difficult to win against the show we did in LA because this one was a pretty really, really brilliant show. But we had a great time last time in Portland at the I think it was Panic Room. The club,
yes.
It was really small club, but the crowd was really into it. We did a pretty cool show, so I hope it's gonna be at least the same than 2 years ago. But yeah,
I'm excited for it.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask you before we quit. Blackened death metal.
Yeah.
Everything I read about you guys talks about how I could read nothing bad. Everything talks about that you guys were. I'm so good in blending the genres.
Uh-huh.
And I read this one quote that said that you guys were like cyborgs.
Cyborgs?
Cyborgs. Like
cyborgs.
Yeah, have you seen that one?
No.
I'll find the quote and I'll send it to you. I thought that was pretty good. But I, when I do interviews, I do a lot of research. And
mm-hmm.
I was surprised I found nothing bad in
yeah?
any review that I could find with you guys.
I don't know. I don't know.
So blackened death metal. Do you agree with that characterization?
Difficult.
Or do you feel it's more one way or the other?
It's difficult. It's blackened death metal. It's the easier easy way to describe our music. If, but I think it's maybe too lazy to say just that, because it could be so much more. In our music, the main foundation is coming from death metal. Then black metal is a big part of all the subgenre that we add in our music. But there is also sludge metal or post hardcore and stuff like this. It's like I'm writing mainly the music alone, but I'm like a sponge. I listen everything, and everything that I think it's really pertinent for our music, I bring it into our stuff. So.
It seemed to me too. There's groove metal and it's melodic. And
yeah.
It's,
exactly. Yeah.
I think the genres of metal drive me crazy. There's so many.
Yeah, yeah, but that's it's sometimes easier for everybody to put
label on.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. A label on the band. So black and death metal. It's an easier way to put this label. But I don't know. It's like I think the band right now is going to be more and more unique about the sound and about the songs also. So yeah, I mean, it's like Gojira is like quite hard to describe what kind of metal they are doing, because they are doing their stuff. They used to be, of course, at the beginning of the band it was a death metal band, and from the beginnings to maybe from Mars to Sirius or something like that, it was the main foundation was death metal, but it was so much more. So, and I think we can do the same comparison with our bands. It's like,
Magma was fantastic.
Yeah, did you saw? Magma?
I missed this tour. I was sick, but I saw them. I think it was 4 years ago, and
mm-hmm.
I just fell in love with them. They were so good.
Yeah. That's an amazing band.
I think. Magma and then Blood Red Throne's new album, two favorites for 2016. They were so good.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you listen to more death metal or black metal?
I think I'm listening quite both. I didn't listen that much black metal nowadays. I don't even extreme metal. It's quite it's difficult for me to find new interesting bands. It's like I want to discover something else, so I'm not that much into extreme since a few years now, but I keep an eye or ear on everything that's coming out. But it's like, for now, if you ask me if there is a new band to check, I will be like, I don't know, like
Yeah, it does seem like there's a lot, and you have to really pick through to find something fantastic.
Yeah, but it's like also when you are listening to this kind of music since a long, long time. Like, I mean, I've been to extreme metal since maybe 20 years or something. Mm-hmm. So, at the end of the day, you want to listen to something else. It's like you had your own classic, like the album that you were listening when you were a teenager, or when you had to describe to find the genre, but. Now it's like it's quite difficult. So
when I think I was 14 and I saw Motorhead and
mm-hmm.
Ozzy with Randy Rhoads,
mm-hmm.
1981.
Okay.
I'm 51.
Okay.
So yeah, it's been a long time listening to metal. So yeah.
Yeah, it's like you're still stuck in about what you were listening into. It that's remain your favorite, even if you can discover new stuff year after year. But it's like. Yeah, this is quite difficult.
Mm. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
I don't know. No, I think we speak about everything. Yeah,
okay.
Let's go.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for the interview.